kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
That's quite different. When you really walk alongside with them, your views, your perceptions of the stereotyping that's happening in the mainstream, it changes. You know that they're kind people, they're hospitable in the community that I work with in particular, with the aunties, because I personally work with the aunties. So I was welcome to the community as part of the family, not a different person or from different country.
Ito ang pambihirang karanasan ng Pilipinang si Jelena Hines mula sa Adelaide, South Australia, na higit 2 dekada ng patuloy na nakikisalamuha at naging parte na ng kanyang buhay ang mga Aboriginal o mas kilalang mga sinaunang tao ng Australia, partikular na ang Naranjiri Elders na ngayon nasa Camp Kurong, Miningi, South Australia. Ayon kay Jelena, di niya maitatanggi, marami siyang narinig noon na di magandang kwento tungkol sa mga katutubo. Pero nang makasama at makilala niya ng lubusan, nag-iba ang kanyang pananaw at itinuring niya itong pamilya. Nagsimula ang kanyang paglalakbay kasama ang mga Aboriginal dahil tinapos niya kasi ang kanyang doctor's degree research na ang focus topic ay pag-aaralan ang pamumuhay ng mga indigenous people o Aboriginal na Naranjiri Elders na tinatawag niyang mga aunties at uncles. Kasama dito ang pagtatala ng mga natatanging kwento ng mga ninuno na gusto nilang maibahagi sa mga susunod na henerasyon. Kwento ni Jelena, hindi naging madali ang kanyang karanasan, pero masaya siya dahil nasimulan niya ang magandang pagsasamahan ng mga elders.
So I become involved on the project as a volunteer. I was volunteering doing planting land restoration on the Naranjiri community that I'm working.
Sa patuloy na pakikisalamuha sa mga Aboriginal, naging susi ito para maramdaman ni Jelena ang tunay na pamilya, lalo na't alam niya sa sarili, yun ang kulang sa kanya dahil pinaampon siya ng kanyang sariling mga magulang sa ibang pamilya.
I was welcome as a family and I was respected, and of course I respect their own culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that reciprocity. So they still have that emptiness. You know, you're trying to find yourself that you belong somewhere, and that belonging I found it in Naranjiri community.
Kaya sinuklian niya ng kabutihan ang pinapakitang pagmamahal ng mga elders sa pamamagitan ng lutong Pinoy. Ginamitan din niya ng mga halamang kilala ng mga Aboriginals, gaya ng native celery at parsley ang kanyang luto.
The first thing that I did is, of course, I bring in my culture with cooking.
What did you cook for them?
Food that I cooked with them was spring rolls.
Lumpia?
Yes, lumpia. And that was well received with the elders and, of course, was popular with the children. Cook humba.
Humba!
I cook stir fry, fried rice. I introduced them the adobo as well, but chicken wings. Chicken wings was really popular for them.
Nakuha din niya ang loob ng mga bata sa komunidad.
Every time I go there, he still asks, Auntie Jelena, can you cook spring rolls? Jelena, what are dinner tonight? Are you cooking fried rice?
Dahil sa mas lumalalim na relasyon, nakita din ng Pinay na maraming tradisyon at kultura ang mga Aboriginals na halos katulad din lang sa mga Filipino. Gaya ng pagmamahal sa pamilya at ibang klase din umano sila kung tumulong. Gaya ng mga Filipino na tinaguriang hospitable.
Family oriented. If we have visitors, we welcome them with open arms. And if the person's hungry or haven't eaten, we offer food. Even if it's only a little we have, we offer. The elders is the same as well. So that hospitality extends not just from family but also for the outsiders.
Magalang din ang mga Aboriginal. Kung ang mga Pinoy ay nagmamano, ang mga katutubo.
For them, it's just hug and say hello, embrace them. Quite often, it's just a long embrace.
Halos parehas din kung sila ay magdisiplina ng mga bata.
You have to listen and don't interrupt. And that's the same to them as well. Children are not heard. You have just to sit down quietly and just listen.
May close family ties din ang mga katutubo at nagdadamayan palagi.
Big family, you stay in one house, and if there's trouble, they always bring the family back to the main house just to help them to cope.
Kwento ni Jelena ang laki ng kanyang pasasalamat sa mga indigenous people dahil sa kanilang mainit na pagtanggap sa kanya, kaya di niya sasayangin ang tiwala na pinagkaloob.
Full trust. I said it's a family. I've become a part of the family. There's no distinction that I'm a guest.
Katulad din ng mga Filipino, kasama sa kultura ng mga Aboriginal, ang paghahabi o weaving. Gusto din ng mga katutubo na ipamana sa nakababatang henerasyon ang natatanging kwento kung saan parte na ng kanilang kultura at tradisyon. At ang ginagawang pag-aaral o research ni Jelena ay isang hakbang para makatulong na maisakatuparan ito.
The crucial of this, my research, is that the elders that's recording now, they're the last elders that hold the knowledge. The purpose of my research is just trying to preserve those stories and the cultural activities for the future generation, not just for Aboriginal people, but for like us as well that want to understand Aboriginal culture in Australia well, and how to work with them ethically. I mean, mutually. I mean, you working together. You're not influencing them with your ideas, but you're listening and respecting the existing knowledge.
Ngayong ginugunita ng buong bansa ang National Reconciliation Week. Payo ni Jelena sa lahat ng Australians, higit sa lahat para sa mga Pilipino.
We just have to work and understand their culture and walk alongside with them. We have to build our relationship with the first people in order to live in harmony. Reconcile also the differences that we have and also trying to understand each other. That's the only way that we can reconcile is to understand each other's difference.
Matapos man ang pag-aaral na ginagawa ni Jelena sa komunidad ng Naranjiri Elders, hindi umano matatapos ang kanyang magandang relasyon at pakikitungo sa mga ito dahil sila umano ang unang tumanggap sa lahat ng mga migrants na kagaya niya dito sa bansa na ngayon lubos siyang nagpapasalamat dahil sa oportunidad na kanilang natatanggap kasama ang kanyang buong pamilya. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.